What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome back to 20 whatever gets tipsy.
Woo. 20 whatever after dark.
Ooh. We are getting litty today.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I have wanted to do a truth or drink for so long, but it never happened.
Look, this was the time.
Yeah.
There was a reason why.
Yeah.
Because the first time doing it, right here on the pod.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
I'm so excited. I've been trying to have us do truth or drink like since we started.
Since before we started, when it was still Sierra Unfiltered, and we were just like
truth or drink?
Doing a couple episodes for funsies to like test it out.
For like core body
mass. Let's do a truth or drink.
I'm like, truth or drink?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll do it. I'm like, okay.
Truth or drink.
So I'm very excited.
Literally every pitch meeting for episodes, we're like coming up with ideas. We've got like a whole list. And Ryan's like, and returning to the previous document, I see truth or drink written down.
Still haven't done.
How are we feeling about that one? And I finally got my way. We're doing it.
And I am so excited. I have not done a shot in I don't know how long.
Sierra, yeah.
Cannot relate.
I was going to say. Wait, Sierra, let's gauge it. Like, how long do you really, like weeks, months? No, stop.
Definitely before I got pregnant.
Oh my
so
God,
so over a year?
More than that. I think probably the last time, sometime in 2019.
Oh, I'm just excited to be here to witness this.
Wait,
shot.
You went all of lockdown without taking shots?
I was pregnant.
Oh right.
I was like,
how did you survive lockdown?
And it's not like now that I'm like done being pregnant, done breastfeeding. It's not that I don't drink, but it's just like I have like a glass of wine or,
right,
you know.
Right,
I haven't. Oh, wait. There was one time I went to Dave and Buster's with my brother a couple months ago, and we got like the drink that comes with the shot, like that you put in, like what do they call it?
Okay,
like a
right.
shooter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess that's, but it wasn't like,
but you didn't like
back.
Throw a back shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It was poured mixed into the drink. I don't know if we can give that to you, Sierra. I was just going to say, looks
this
like
is going to be a time.
I am excited.
Okay. So we're going to be taking shots like we've been saying, but because we're not trying to like die, we're going to do a half shot. Because we want the drama.
Yeah. So originally we were like, oh, maybe we just like take a sip or like every other one. And we're like, no. We want the drama you don't answer.
You
throw
take a
it
shot.
Back.
Like
yes.
the act of. And I want there to be like a little bit of fear instilled, you know, like because if not, you have to take a little bit of shots.
Right, right.
But because we're girls in our mid-20s.
And we have work to do tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
we
filming
have to
more
film
podcasts,
tomorrow. So we can't like sleep in all day. Like we have things to do. So we're trying to like help ourselves. Our present selves helping our future selves.
And we also did that in the form of getting snacks before we started drinking for
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
We're brainstorming like, okay, the podcast shoot, da-da-da. And then we're like, whoa. If we are drinking, we're absolutely going to end up post-mating in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Because they're sleeping over after two.
Right.
So we already have snacks waiting for us downstairs.
Yes.
The pool is heated.
Yes.
Because we're going swimming.
Right.
This is just the beginning.
This is the pregame,
we haven't
baby.
Even started. Also, if you are only a podcast listener, definitely go check out Sierra and I's vlog channels because we're
yes.
vlogging tonight. So...
And
you
Paloma
see.
Is doing a mini vlog on
That's
her TikTok.
Right. That's right.
See you on
right.
TikTok.
All three perspectives.
Yes. Yes.
And then this, one of my favorite things about Jess is like easily like the most responsible person ever.
Yep.
You know, like we love Jess. On the Big Bear trip, we're all drinking a lot. Jess, because she's responsible, but she still wanted to drink and have fun, was doubling up with drinking and then Pedialyte.
Yep.
So Jess got that for us as well.
A genius, yes. Actually, though, because that's how we should be doing it now. Like, right. Really, like, counteracting. Well, here's the thing.
We are not old, but we are too old to be pretending like we can just drink an entire bottle of vodka and like live life.
Yeah, I'm not. I was going to say I'm not 19 anymore, but I'm not 21, Mom.
Ooh, wait, wait. Drink responsibly, yeah. Kids.
We got to balance it. So when we tell the truth, we're going to do a shot of either Gatorade or Pedialyte.
Yes.
It's our reward.
Yes.
I do
yes.
like that.
Ta-da! Okay, I am drinking New Amsterdam raspberry flavored vodka.
And I'm going to be drinking the 100% puro agave Espolón tequila blanco.
Ooh. And I'm drinking Espolón reposado. Hey. Let's get it. Okay.
Oh, also, I'm wearing my Kai Kappa sweatshirt, which yes. you can get at confidentkai.com. But here's the thing you guys might not know, because you guys weren't in sororities. You're not allowed to drink in your letters. Like, because when you're wearing your letters, you're supposed to be, like representing your sorority. Mm. Chi Kappa is not real, so I will be drinking in my letters.
We drink in those letters.
That's actually a way to represent us. Please yes. drink in your Chi Kappa.
Drink in your letters. Wear them to the bar.
Wear them at the club.
Wear them to the brunch.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Shall we? Our first half.
Yes. We're
just going to. I think we should take
a full shot.
Let's take a full shot to start.
Okay. Come on, girls.
Come on.
All right, no rules.
Are you guys chaser girlies?
No.
Yes. I can. Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, right.
You're
sorry.
Like, well, I will if I have to. No.
Oh, wait, we're doing a full shot for the first
time. But it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient currently.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so.
I don't have enough hands.
Actually, that's a interesting answer because it definitely depends. Like, if it's a good alcohol, like then really clean tequila or vodka like that, I could take it. But if it's something a little bit more dicey and it's maybe a little bit earlier in the day, I need some Gatorade.
Yeah, not earlier in the day. What?
Well, okay. If I'm taking shots at 8 a.m., I need
a chaser. I meant in this moment before.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to...
Cheers.
I'm like nervous.
Cheers, Sierra. Cheers to 20 whatever.
Ooh. Why is it spicy?
Yikes.
Okay, I'm just going to take a little.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to get myself... But we'll balance it out. A little bit of truth, a little bit of drink.
She was like, I ain't no chaser.
No, I don't need a chaser.
It's brown. I don't drink brown liquor. I don't.
It just depends on the liquor.
So Jess is going to be reading us the questions. Jess, take it away.
The evil laugh.
Share the last thing you searched on your phone.
Oh, shit.
How
to prune zucchini plants.
Oh, my gosh. Mine's so embarrassing.
Do it.
I don't want it.
Do it.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to.
Okay. I thought that bad. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte release.
I'm screaming. That's embarrassing.
I know.
That's embarrassing.
Right.
He's counting down the days.
So when is it?
No. Yeah. So when is it?
The answer.
Let us know. Basic.
I guess I forgot. I think it starts in September. Like a little bit in September. Hold on. Gosh, you guys. I'm so embarrassed.
It's giving Christian girl autumn.
Okay.
I think I would have just taken the shot.
Same. That is unredeemable,
August
girl.
August 30th in 2 days.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. I'm a PSL girl. And that's like the very chuggy thing about me. Like I love PSLs. I really like. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, can't be worse than that. What's your
right? I mean, I could. I feel like I could do any of my Google searches in my entire
Ryan's
life.
Ryan's just like straight up porn, and we're like, no, that's better. That's better.
Way better.
Okay. Mine is baby bonnets. Yeah. Right. You know, like, you know, black women wear bonnets to go to bed, like, for their hair, and it's just a full-on baby bonnet. I don't have a baby, not planning on having a baby, am
was
not
it for
with
like
baby.
A, I was going to say, is it for, like, a baby
Maybe
shower
it's for
gift?
A cousin.
Is it because you are baby? Ooh, that's right.
Yes, I am baby. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even wear bonnets. I don't have hair, so I don't, like, I'm not really positive.
Are you helping Rosalyn find one? The smaller size?
I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is. But that's the last thing that's on my search. So, okay.
I'm getting a little hot. Either from tequila or the embarrassment.
A little bit of both.
All right. Question number two. Which influencer did you hate meeting?
Oof.
I was going to say, this might be a tough
one. I was going to say, I've only met two and one of them is you. So...
So wait, do you have one?
No.
I
don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any other influence.
What about celebrity? Like just anyone in general, influencer, celebrity.
Oh, I do have one actually that I will come.
Oh. Spill the tea. Spill
I'm
the tea.
I'm trying to think. Sofia Vergara.
No.
She was not as friendly and kind and encouraging as I would hope when I met her. And it was just very much giving a little bit too much diva for like the set. And it wasn't just like me assuming. People were like, oh, we're waiting on Sophie. So Sophia Vergara, not so nice as I would thought. You know?
Oh, yeah. Just, that sucks.
Wait, and that's a bummer too, because it was on set. It's not like you like approached her on the street and maybe she was having an off day or caught her in an off moment.
Yeah. Not to talk shit, but like it felt like our her time was more important than ours. Like we were holding for her because she would have to like just like be like, oh, hold on, I have to go back to my like trailer or something like that. Or just having like security like change her shoes, like because she can't put on her own shoes or something like that. Just being very difficult. And it hurts me because as a Latina, I wanted to be like, you inspire me and I'm so happy to meet you. And she did not even give the energy of you can come up to me. So I didn't say hi. So out of everyone in the cast, I said like hi to everyone but Sophia. She was the only person that I didn't actually introduce myself to. Oh, so
that's sad.
That's rough.
Sorry, señorita. I wish you would have been nicer.
Okay, I do have one. And I feel like I never shared this story just because like this is the kind of person who like comes for people on the internet. And I didn't want to put myself in a position to like
get dragged.
Be dragged.
Yeah.
I have not heard this person come up in like the YouTube talk sphere in a long time. So I don't even know if they're making content anymore. So I feel like I'm a little safe. Do you guys remember a YouTuber named Rice Gum?
Yes.
Wait.
So we kind of like came up at the same time. Like our channels were growing at the same time. And I was at this full screen party with my friend. And I guess they were one of my friends was like dating one of his friends. But I didn't, like, know him. I didn't know his content. I had just, like, heard his name, and I knew that we had, like, the same management.
Yeah. Right.
And so we all end up going to a bar, a group of, like, 10 or 15 of us after this party because it was, like, the friends were dating.
Right, right.
So I'm, like, talking with – it's not a big group. It's, like, 15 people, you know? And so everyone's kind of talking with each other. And he's just, like, very aloof. Like, sunglasses on indoors, whatever. You know, very, like, too cool for this. So, like, there's a little group, three or four of us talking. We're all talking about our channels and what we do. And he just, like, interrupts me mid-sentence and goes, how many subscribers you got?
What?
And I was like, I think I had, like, 500,000 or something around there. I was like, oh, I think, like 500,000. And he goes, I've got 3. And I was like, oh. He's like, million. Like he said it like that. He said like I've got like this is like the most out of touch like influencer I've ever met who goes, I've got 3. Pause. Million.
Ew.
No.
Really, I was like 300,000.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No. But just the way, right? And then as soon as I said 500,000, it was like I was completely irrelevant.
Right.
He turned around, like literally, like we're standing in like a circle at this bar, like talking, turns around, like removes himself from like because I'm so not worth his time.
Ew.
And I never told that story because I was like,
I don't want to get dragged. Yeah, I get it.
He made like diss tracks
by the 3 million
followers. Right. Oh my God.
So that was like, but that didn't like disappoint me because it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so excited to meet him. He's my favorite. Yeah. Like, so I wasn't like disappointed. I was just like, wow, what a douche.
No, right.
Ew,
well, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good one.
Well, thank goodness that you weren't like looking up to them because then that would have just been.
Yeah. Can you imagine like if someone I like, honestly, every YouTuber I looked up to who I've met has been so nice.
It's giving taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Good. Like maybe there's some sort of vibe I'm picking up on.
Right.
Oh, watching the videos where I'm like, you're a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I've every person I've met who I like really like their content, I've had like good experiences with.
Well, that's good. So. I mean, that's good. That leaves for like a broken heart, kind of. You know, when you like meet somebody that you like.
That's what Ryan said. She's like, I don't know if I'd ever want to meet Justin Bieber because
I don't think that I want to. Because I don't think that he's like a bad person, but like I don't want to ruin what he is in my mind.
Yes.
Like I just want to
don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. Our next question is, what drugs have you done?
Oh, well, Advil. I'm just kidding.
I've got to decide if I want to take a shot here.
I'm definitely going to take a shot.
The only drug I've ever taken is like weed. So I feel like
I'm going to take a shot.
I'm okay saying that.
I'm going to take a shot. You're going to take a shot?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to take
okay
a shot.
Right. Okay.
What happened to half shots?
Oh, I forgot.
Right.
No.
I'll just take half. I'll just take half and leave half in there. No, I forgot. I'm so used to just pouring it up to the brim.
All right. Our next question is.
Oh my God. Right, am I reading that right?
Yep. All right. Settle in, kids. If you were going to write an erotic novel, what would it be about?
Okay.
Wait.
So I just admitted this to Stephen yesterday, so it's fresh in my
mind. Oh, no. Admitted.
When I was in middle school, I used to write like Harry Potter fan fiction. And that, like, I never wrote like Harry Potter erotica, but I read it like on Tumblr. Like,
right.
That was like my first ever time being like, like
right
hiding under the covers.
Right.
So probably Harry Potter erotica.
Oh my God.
And I when I wrote Harry Potter fan fiction, I would like sprinkle in a little bit of spice, like descriptions of them like kissing and stuff.
Right, right,
you know?
Right.
But like that was like all. But now that I'm an adult,
right,
maybe I would take it a step further.
Take a little step further. Write a little bit of erotica.
I'm like turning red.
Sierra's like Harry Potter erotica written by Sierra Schultz.
Right. Right.
Imagine seeing that.
No, actually though.
But
imagine.
Honestly, why do I feel like it'd be kind of good? Like you.
No, I think it would be really good.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe it's like not erotica. Like that might be a bit much, but maybe it is just like
descriptive.
Yeah.
You know what? In like every paper I ever wrote in like middle school and high school, my teachers always said I was a very good descriptive writer.
See?
So like maybe I don't even, maybe it doesn't even need to be like erotica,
right?
But I can just be very descriptive.
Yes,
about this.
I think you should.
Yeah,
let,
just
let me know in the comments.
I'm screaming. Would you read Sierra's erotica?
I would. Let me proofread it, please. Just to get
right, like
gander.
just to see.
Oh. I'm trying to.
And I was a Dromione shipper.
Oh,
Draco and Hermione.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Me too. What about you?
I feel like I'm on the same kind of bandwagon here. I didn't write erotica, but I did write Justin Bieber fan fiction when I was in middle school.
Was it like your name walks into the room, like Y/N? Did you ever
no,
do those?
No, oh. It was the stories. Like I wasn't right. It wasn't for you. It was for me. You can consume this.
It wasn't your name.
Want.
It was
no, it
Ryan.
Was, well, no. No, I wasn't trying to give myself away, you
right,
know,
because right,
I had like I had like a fake username and all that stuff. Like I wasn't
same
trying to get found out. So. I guess I would write Justin Bieber erotica. I wouldn't. I actually wouldn't write that. I would read it though.
Would read it though.
I know what you're getting for your birthday next year.
Yes.
I'm going to use my descriptive writing
skills. Yeah, please. Oh my God. Imagine Sierra writes like fan fiction, like erotica for like everyone's like favorite celebrity. And that's what she gives for Christmas and like birthdays.
Oh my gosh. That if we do a secret Santa with the team this year.
We should.
A white elephant. You all of a sudden open it up.
And, right, right.
Handwritten book.
Like, congratulations, I wrote some porn for you. God.
That would be so funny. I'm trying to think what I would say. Like, write an erotic novel. I'm like, to write an erotic novel about it? Like, I got to be really excited about it or something, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's got to excite you.
I'm just, you guys are referring back to, like, when you were younger, so I'm, like, racking my brain. I'm, like, the only person I ever, like, wrote his name and just, like, had emails and some notes and...
Emails.
Doodles about him. My email was number one link lover.
Okay, right.
After Zac Efron. So I think if right. I did write erotica, it probably would be some sort of theater extravaganza with.
Oh, and you know right. what it would be titled?
Right.
Lady's Choice.
Oh my gosh. Got a lady's choice.
Okay, I guess you really, I mean, you clearly are meant
I
for
know,
this.
You're good. You have a knack for this.
Here,
I really feel like if you ever quit YouTube, that's what you should be doing. There's your next business venture.
And he slowly gripped my, no, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Wait, can I say one more
thing? The next question.
Oh my God.
Just quick.
Yeah, quickly.
That whole time I thought you were about to own to writing like Jeff Probst's erotic fiction. And I was like,
oh.
Two Girls, One Island.
Oh.
She's my too good God. At this title.
Yeah,
right?
We have
Sierra.
To go. Just please. Quickly. Quickly.
Okay, quickly. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Ryan, who is hotter? Paloma's boyfriend or Steven?
Is that allowed?
I want to drink for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Whoever asked this, you guys are trying to break up 20 whatever right now. Yeah, I will definitely be taking a shot because that is
wrong. It's pre-poured for you. It was destiny.
It was destiny. Yeah, so
not the girl who's in the comment like, so who's cute over there? What's going on? <Mm-mm. laughs>
All right. Next question is, who's kissed a girl?
Me.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Taste of her cherry chapstick. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think all of us, right?
I've kissed a girl. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yes.
I'm in musical theater, so yeah. Like.
Right. I think about like when I was like younger to like an elementary like house. Then, yeah. Like that just, it just happened. It wasn't really like premeditated like, oh, I'm going to like do this. It just kind of just like happened. I don't know. For me, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, for you.
But also.
Yeah. Run. I'm playing mid-house. I'm like, yeah, I kiss my wife.
Yeah, right. I'm the dad.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, that's everyone.
All right. Do you have a Finsta? And what do you post on it?
I do have a Finsta.
I also have a Finsta.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's on these Finstas, ladies?
So mine is not scandalous. Mine is just because, like, I obviously, with, like, my public account, like, I try to be more, like, conscious about the things that I post there, especially with Grace. My Finsta, I mean, you guys know because you're on it.
Right.
But it's literally just, like, it's, like, imagine what a normal mom's Instagram would be if they weren't an influencer. That's my Finsta.
Yeah.
It's literally just, like, so many pictures of Grace where I don't have to like really think about everything. I mean, I still do because it's still the internet, but like I have like 50 followers. So,
right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I do have a Finsta and I don't, it's not like scandalous, but it's just like not aesthetic.
Yeah.
What?
It's not, I've
yours
seen,
is I a have, little scandalous.
I have seen your butt on there. Come on. Yeah. Don't even, I would tell you
that's
nothing.
Not true. Not my butt.
Well,
yeah. And it's just like, I think it's also just like a lot of way more photo dumps. Like, I want to post way more, mm-hmm. but I'm like, I'm not trying to post, like, you know.
It's a very uncurated feed.
Yes. And like very unfiltered. Like, it is literally just like my camera roll.
Yeah.
I had a Finsta just like Sierra's that was used just for like things that I didn't want to post for everyone and just like literally like my 50 friends. But I deleted it quite literally a week ago because I keep getting requests on there and I'm like, I just, the notifications is driving me nuts. So.
Right.
I have a lot of influencer friends who follow my personal one too. And so sometimes I'll post like funny things about like stupid brands being annoying or like, just YouTuber things that I can't say publicly.
Right.
Where it's like, it's not like anything like bad or scandalous, but I can't put this out there.
Right. And then also they would like get it.
Yes, exactly.
They would understand. Exactly, yeah. Live, laugh, love.
Speaking of live, laugh, love, what's something you did as a teenager that your parents never found out about? Mom and dads, if you're listening.
Don't.
Cut the tape.
My biggest thing that I did get in trouble for, my parents caught me. So that's not like they found out about it. So when I was 18, I snuck out to go party in Santa Barbara.
Right.
On Halloween.
Fair.
You snuck out to go to Santa Barbara?
Well, I told my parents we were going to Disneyland. So it made sense that I was going to be
leaving and gone out.
We like drove, we went to Disneyland, posted a picture, kept going, drove to Santa Barbara and then drove back. And I got caught because I got a ticket for parking in a spot that I couldn't park in. And then I felt I had to tell my parents.
Oh.
So
you had to tell on yourself.
I had to tell on myself.
Dang.
Yeah. So that's like the thing I think about where I'm like, that actually like was kind of like bad.
Yeah.
No, that's like really dangerous.
But I told on myself. So.
Right.
I know. I'm trying to think like the worst thing I did, but my parents did find out too. Like, I don't know if there was anything I did that was considered quote unquote bad that they were like, you didn't get in trouble for. Just trying to think.
I'm having a hard time because majority of things I did when I was a teenager, I don't think my parents know.
Oh, well then pick any of them.
Truly. I don't know. I don't know if I can't drink again. I don't know if I'm ready to expose myself.
But
I don't think I can.
Actually, I did. No. I actually just remembered one time that I did lie to my mom saying that I went to Isoplex. I went to a party instead. And actually, the tea is why it ended up being like more drama than it was, because it wasn't like a crazy party. It was just like I don't even know why I didn't tell my mom, honestly. And I was like sleeping over at my friend's house after the Isoplex. Yeah. Went to the party and the cops actually showed up to this party. So it got rolled. And I remember being like scared because I've never had like the police or anything. Like I was very young. I was in middle school and the neighbors called me or whatever. And I had to like run, leave the party and hop the fence. And I ripped my new Hollister jeans that my mom had just bought. And so she was like, what happened? And I was like, I have no idea. So like every day I would wear those jeans and see the hole in my Hollister jeans and be like, oh my gosh, I lied to my mom. And I hopped the fence from the police. And oh my gosh. So
there it is,
mom. That's where that hole came from.
I do have one.
Okay.
And they don't know about this. So after prom, I told my parents, you know, I'm going to sleep over at so-and-so's, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. They're like, yeah, okay. I don't think that they believed me, but they were just like, okay. I went to like the fattest rager. Like it was giving Project X vibes. Like it was crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. And then the next morning I told my parents to pick me up at IHOP, but I was so like not well the next morning, I didn't even make it to IHOP. And I told them, I'm like, oh yeah, come to this house, like we went to IHOP, blah blah blah, blah, but like just pick me up here because we like finished earlier, whatever, whatever. And then they came and got me, but like delusion, like crazy, because I really thought I was gonna get like caught because I never ended
and you
up
didn't get
IHOP.
Caught. Mm-mm. Wow, that actually did remind me of one thing that I, because the thing is, honestly, my parents caught me a lot.
You were very bad at sneaking,
like,
Sarah.
Like, right. The worst things I did, I think I got caught for. But there is one I remember after being like, oh my God, I got away with that. And it was similar to that where, like, I told my parents, you know, I was sleeping over at my friend's house. And then actually we had a co-ed sleepover at one of our guy friend's houses who's out of town. But my mom and I, God, she's so freaking smart. My mom was not the kind of person who, like, was always like, oh, I have to call their mom before.
Right.
But for whatever reason, this time we said, hey, we're sleeping over at, like, Kenzie's friend's house. And because my mom hadn't met the friend, my mom was like, okay, that's fine, but I would like to talk to her mom before.
Yeah.
And I was like, mom, I'm already in the car on my way there. I can't. That's so embarrassing. And she goes, well, then I'll have to come pick you up. So we're like,
smart woman.
Oh God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're like trying to figure it out.
Right.
And my friend was like, I know. We call my older sister because she didn't know the voice of my friend's mom.
Right.
And we conference call her in and you can say, okay, I'm handing the phone to this person's mom.
Genius.
And I did, and it worked, and I didn't get caught.
Sorry, mom. Oh, Sierra, my God. That's a good one. I'm sweating over that
one.
Well,
that's like,
that's juicy.
That's like very like conniving.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, yeah, okay. Hi, yes, it's my mom. Can you talk to her? Okay, coming in. And then like conference call.
How long did it take you to come up with that like plan?
Like it was my friend's plan, maybe 30 minutes.
Dang.
It was pretty quick because my mom was like, if I don't talk to her mom, you're not sleeping over.
Right.
So but why am I like getting butterflies in my stomach? Right, like, right.
I know these secrets, guys.
And then that morning, we walked to a Mexican food restaurant actually down the street from where I live now. And so now whenever Steven and I go eat there, I think of that.
Oh my God. You're like,
this is the place.
That's a good one.
Moving forward, my kids, I will be dropping them off and talking to the parents eye to eye.
FaceTime only.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. After what we've seen.
There's no excuse. Like, you know how hard it is actually to probably like get away with stuff now?
Yeah.
Because before, right? Maybe they don't have a cell phone.
They
maybe they don't have
a location.
Yeah, there's no.
Even with as easy as Ring. Back in the day, we didn't have Ring, but now guess what? I can't go in and out of my front door at all.
Like, nope.
Ring. Oof, the cameras,
good luck to
or
these
people
kids.
Have them on the windows too, like the window rings. I've seen some girl on TikTok show the kids how you can actually like set it up with like tape so it won't sense it when you get out.
See, but that's the thing, kids are smart.
They
are.
You're right. But also the internet, like you can figure so many things out. Yeah. You're right. Ah, well,
but just saying, a little bit hard. I gotta
good luck to Grace. Good luck to you. Good luck to you. Because
yeah. Grace, you have a tracking. We can find your iPhone. She's got an AirTag on her. We have rings.
What's the most money you've ever made from a brand deal?
Ooh. This is absolutely a you, girl.
I know. I was going to say, okay, Sierra.
Because.
I think I have to take a shot, like legally.
Boo.
Like with like NDAs and stuff. I'm trying. Okay. Well, here's the thing.
She's trying to get out of the shot.
Right.
Sierra.
Me personally, Sierra the human being, is separate from Sierra Schultze Incorporated, the business entity. So the money is paid to the business entity.
Okay.
I am paid then a salary.
Are you guys getting this?
So that is not at all dependent on the brand deal. So Sierra the person, Sierra me,
right,
is not is paid taking- is paid $0 technically per brand deal.
Okay,
but Sierra Schulze, the entity,
is taking a shot. Sierra, the performer, is taking a shot.
Because, well,
and you know what? I'll make it a whole shot because I want to.
Okay. Period. Yes.
And I haven't done one yet.
Cheers.
Yeah. And that one's for half for Sierra, half for Incorporated.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, crap. The next question just came on, and I think I'm going to be doing another shot. I shouldn't have done a whole one.
Well, it's too late.
All right. Somebody submitted body counts. One for how many people you've kissed, dated, slept with, etc.
Okay, kissed is like the limit does not exist.
I know. I was like, I literally do not know.
Yeah, like kissed.
Everyone.
Everyone?
In the world.
500? Like, yeah. I literally don't know.
Simply don't know.
Well, yep. I feel like there's a difference between like a for fun kiss. Well, I guess every kiss is for fun, right?
Yeah,
but like,
right.
Like a romantic
Some kisses
kiss.
Are for love.
Yes. Like, but even being in a relationship, like for 6 months, how many times are you kissing that person? Like,
right.
Yeah.
But no, like, but it's how people. Many people you
Sorry. I'm like, that's why I'm over here like a zillion. I don't know.
But like, I feel like, especially in high school, being like a theater kid, I just kissed everyone.
I love that we
keep
blaming these kisses on being theater kids. Like, you guys just don't kiss people. Okay.
All right. And then dated, I guess I don't even have to say because I'm taking a shot.
I'm taking a shot. I'm not saying any body count for any of it.
And I pulled a whole shot. Can I pull something?
No, just take half and hold it.
Okay. Good call. Good call. Or should I just throw the whole thing back?
Sound bite.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Body counts?
Yeah.
To body counts. That we will not be disclosing.
I feel like it's almost worse taking half a shot because you're like trying to control how much you get and then it sits right on your tongue.
Okay.
My bones are getting warm.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Pet peeve about each other. Are you going to tell the truth or are you going to drink?
Oh.
I don't pet honestly peeve. Like not to be like, and we just love each other. But like, I actually right. like I don't
I have pet peeve
any.
For Paloma, but I think we live together. So, you know,
well, it's different with roommates.
She said, I have something to say about this bitch. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's up?
OK. I have a few.
She whips out a list. She's like, all right, now that I have your attention.
My biggest one I cannot stand. It makes me excited to not live with you. Truly. It's your hair.
I knew it.
Oh my gosh, it sheds like a freaking dog.
Dude, so do I. It's disgusting. I admit it.
It is.
How do we lose so much hair? Like, I just don't. Ryan's like, I just got out of the shower, pulled a hair out of my ass
crack. Out of my ass crack, bro.
She's like, Paloma, I have fresh laundry. Why am I pulling another hair out of my ass? I'm like
God, it's.
That's fair.
Drives me insane.
And then actually, her and boy Ryan all both find my hair all over the house, and they'll just like take it and they'll put it on me and literally just place it
like
back.
That's
on.
Where it belongs.
Yeah, that's what they say. They're like back where returning it to its sender. Like you just put it on me. I'm like, I need to get one of those like little Roombas or little.
I don't know what you need to do, but you need to get it under control because I hate it.
And what's great, like I really vacuum quite. I actually because I'm aware of the situation, so like I really try to vacuum. I really try to like brush my hair and like put my hair back and like do the whole thing. But I'm sorry, Ryan.
That's okay.
She's bald, so.
And that's why I can.
It's never her fault.
Me. Oh, whose hair? Oh, crazy. It's not mine. I hate it. Simply.
Do you have one for me? It's okay. You can do it. I'm drinking, so I am. So right, I'm like,
you won't be too.
I won't take it personally.
Won't take it personally. Let's see. Okay. Ooh, I do have one. It's not a pet peeve, but sometimes it is annoying.
Okay.
When you ask for people's opinion, but then you just give yours. It's not a pet peeve, but I'm like, she just knows what she wants. And I don't hate it. But sometimes I'm like, that's okay, why we ask? Yeah. You're just going to tell us what you want.
That's fair.
I love that. But I kind of
I'm like, she's a woman who knows what she wants.
I feel like the three of us kind of do that. We're like, what do you think? Okay, well, let's just do it like this.
You know, yeah, you're right.
You know,
yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like, well, what, you know, I know what I want. Right. Like, let me just tell you.
See.
That's funny. I know. I really don't think I have anything to say about either of you.
Yeah, I'm perfect. Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just drink because I've
period.
Yeah.
Because what? I'm not going to not say anything.
No, right. I do love you both. Yeah. With dearly.
I got to think of one because I don't want to drink again. I love you guys.
Oh, and am
I like,
just a bitch?
I love you. I I literally can't think of anything. I'm like,
Jess has one.
I hate that Paloma still has a Hotmail email account.
Yes, that Paloma is, has a Hotmail. That is a pet peeve. Yeah, oh my God.
It's giving toxic trait. No, the pet peeve is that we send her stuff and she's like, where is it? And we're like, check the email you literally told us to send to you.
That's true.
That's annoying.
That's true.
You bees. I'm just kidding. First of all, I got a Hotmail so long ago because I thought it was really cool that it said hot. And so like I wanted a Hotmail. And I never just got rid of
that's
it.
That's
like,
the reason why?
No, I remember like I was a younger girl and I was like Yahoo, Gmail, blah, 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 Hotmail. I was like,
she said Hotmail. Hot.
And that's why I never changed it. I do have other emails now, luckily, because girl Ryan did tell me. She was like, Paloma, I need you to stop giving out that Hotmail account because that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
So I did. I have a new one. Okay. I have a Gmail.
But you don't check that either.
Yeah, but you don't check it.
Yeah, I'm going to go pet peeve with Paloma that she doesn't check her email.
She's like, where is it? I'm like, what?
Okay, well, that actually gives on to your other pet peeve of mine that I delete all my emails. I read them and I either respond or I archive or I delete because...
That's honestly a golden trait. I wish I could do that.
Yeah,
you guys know, I have like 30,000 unread emails.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
It's bad.
Delusion.
Girl, but not when you delete it and you need it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's true.
Paloma, are you on the dock? I'm like, deleted the dock. Well,
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not kidding. That's real. But like, why delete it? Wouldn't you rather have it just in case?
Well, that's why I started archiving. Now I have a new folder called like don't not delete, like still need blah blah blah. It's called delusion. I'm gonna take the shot.
Yeah, yeah, because crazy.
1 through 10 rate the last time you had sex with your partners.
20, baby.
10. Yeah, 30,000.
I don't have a partner.
Oh.
Do I just rate the last time I had sex?
Yeah.
I mean, just a sexual partner.
Yeah, that's true.
And okay, yeah, that's tea. Honestly, I would say like 8.5, like 9.
Oh,
8.5, 9.
Oh. why does it feel like that's better than us saying like 30,000? Because like, that's like,
well, I don't have like a real loyalty or allegiance to this person.
Exactly.
I'm not dating them. I'm not with them.
You have no like reason that you would have to give an 8.5, 9.
Nope.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe Ryan's going to tell me that story. It'll be my next inspiration for my fanfic.
Actually, tea.
Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cut the tape.
I should end the podcast here. Just kidding.
Which is your least favorite Sierra Schultz video?
I have one.
Do you have one?
Me first. So back in like maybe 2 years into my channel, this is when like the slime trend was like taking off.
You made a slime video?
I made a freaking slime video. It was so bad and so embarrassing. I privated that like literally only a week after I made it. I was
no
like,
way.
This is embarrassing. And you guys, the worst part.
It did well, huh?
It did okay.
Oh.
I spent money on this video because I filmed it at the YouTube space. Because I was like, this is going to be good.
No.
Like, right. I brought all the equipment. I had my videographer.
No.
And it wasn't like I was like making a ton of money from YouTube yet, but I was like, this is
going to
do well.
Yeah.
Mm. And then here's the other. If you're an aspiring influencer, don't make content that's going to attract an audience you don't want. Because you know the influx of subscribers I had after that? 10-year-olds.
Right.
That's not my demographic.
Right.
Because then the next video I posted was like fashion.
Right.
They're not here for that.
Right.
So I'm bringing in an audience
that
I don't even want for a video that I didn't even want to make.
Right. And that you're not going to continue to make.
Yeah. It was stupid and bad.
Ooh.
Dang.
No, that's embarrassing.
That sucks. That really does suck. Especially because you went to the space and spent money.
Yeah.
That
right.
Sucks.
What did the thumbnail look like?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was me with like pink and either yellow or purple. I don't remember. Slime on my hands. Like,
Right.
You know exactly what it looks like.
The fan favorite Sierra Schultz face.
Yeah. I said it once, I'll say it again. I'll stop doing it when you stop clicking on it.
Yes. Dude, when we saw that, we were like, bitch, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. We love that.
That's the face that gets the clicks.
Yes, it does. Keep doing it.
And you know what? People call it the thumbnail face, but do you know what it was before the thumbnail face? It was the theater promotional pictures face. When they get you all dressed up in your costumes and say, okay, now we're going to take photos for like the county paper. Like, okay, now look surprised. Yes. That's it.
Yeah, with the hand.
Yeah. So, and honestly, maybe that was a part of my early success on YouTube because I already knew how to do the thumbnail face.
And you were doing theater content when you first started.
I was. Yep.
Okay. This is not my least favorite video, but I'm just thinking about it. The callback video.
That was one of my earliest
ones. I know. And I remember it.
I did.
I remember the thumbnail.
It was a two-part series.
It was?
Audition tips and then callback tips.
Yep.
Cute. I need to watch that.
Is it still on? Do you still have it on there?
I don't think so. Maybe. It's good.
I watched it.
We should watch
it. Was, okay, ready? Hey, guys. It's Sierra. Right? Am I wrong?
That is exactly it.
spitting image.
Except my voice was like 3 octaves higher.
Yes.
When I started my channel.
Yep.
Was it like that just in videos or was it like that in real life too? Maybe a little bit of both.
I think it was a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. The least favorite one was the one that you had to tape up everything. It was like gave you the hardest time and it felt so like not real.
Yeah.
Okay. I've told you guys about this, but I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the internet.
Do it.
I did a video with a brand that I genuinely love the brand. Like no complaints about the brand product, 10 out of 10. However, their legal department was like absolutely absurd. And they were like, you can't show any like artwork. You can't have logos, anything. They made me like tape up my entire kitchen. And so that video, I agree with you, feels so inauthentic because just everything is like, it's like I'm on a soundstage.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that sucks because you really liked the brand and like the product.
Yeah, I'm so like, to let have me the talk video about like it not genuinely. Even.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. But that's the one you were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I hate to say it.
What?
I'd do it again. It was really good money. And it was a brand that I have like always wanted to work with. I loved them. And you know what? I'd do it again.
That's what I was going to say. Get that check.
Yeah. Get your bag, girl. Get your bag. Yeah, backpacks.
I hate that I'm reading this. When did you lose your V cards?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot on that one.
Sorry about that.
I'm actually a virgin.
But I will say, I actually really don't like the concept of virginity in general.
Me either.
That it's something to be lost, something to be taken away.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Yeah. That's just...
I like the phrase sexual debut.
Ooh.
Because then it's about you. It's not about them. You're not losing it. You know what it is?
Sex opening night.
Dude, that is...
World premiere.
I'm still shook at the debut.
Previews is like, wait, let me stop.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Cheers.
The previews.
Opening night.
It's like the new, you know how people say like the sports metaphor of like first base, second base, third base? We're like week, opening night.
Right. It's tech week, previews.
Opening night.
Well, there's no closing night.
Yeah.
Right?
And then
I guess.
Tony Awards.
Did you make it to the Tonys?
Did you make it to the Tonys?
That's
yeah
that's it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay.
When you make it to the Tonys,
when you get there,
yeah,
when you get
there.
Gotcha.
Standing ovation, the standing O.
Correct. The standing O.
No, that's a different thing.
Right. That's something else. Oh my god. This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
What do you not like about the podcast?
Oh, my co-hosts. I'm just kidding.
No fact.
I actually do have one thing that I really don't like about it. And that's how uncomfortable, like trying to find the right position to sit in comfortably. Like, okay, today I'm wearing socks, so I feel comfortable putting my feet up here.
Right.
When I don't want to, and actually I just moved this way. I think maybe because I'm drinking, I'm getting a little bit looser.
Comfy.
I'm like, all right, let's go. But it's like, it's hard to find a comfortable position to sit in where I can see all of you guys and the mic isn't in front of my face like this. And I know you guys hate it when the mic is in front of my face. And I do too, so fair. But it's just finding the right way to sit that's comfortable to sit in for like an hour plus.
Right.
And the camera can see me.
And like you said, having like socks on. Because sometimes I'll be here and I'll be like, oh, my toes, wiki feet. And now I got to put them down here.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to protect ourselves from wiki feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want foot pics, just say that and pay me.
Yeah. I was just ask and I'll give you the prize, baby.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I think what I don't like about filming the podcast is honestly how hot it is. I'm like sweaty. I'm always so sweaty.
And the thing is, we have the AC on
full blast.
It's set to 66, I think, in here. But
the lights
are so bright. And then, like, we want to be cozy.
We want to be cozy. And... Yeah, and, like, sometimes it affects, like, what I wear.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I want to wear a cute little sweater. And I'm like, so my pits can be sweaty. I almost said so my tits can be sweaty.
That too. Underboob gets sweaty.
And we can't have a fan on
because
of the audio.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
As I sit here in a sweatshirt with like little sweat buds on my face.
No, right. It's
but like I wanted to wear the new merch.
No, I mean, as you should. It's yeah. very cute.
But I wish it was colder.
Right.
I think the thing that I dislike about the podcast is probably just the fact that I have to, like, we have to come here. Like there's it's not just just pop to the set and be like, oh, Sierra, I'll be there an hour. Like, we have to, like, it feels like you have to, like, plan it. Like, not that that's not bad, but, like, if.
No, right.
But it would be more fun if it was, like, spontaneous. And if we could just do, like, an episode.
Right,
yeah,
right,
like,
right.
Yeah, because then
oh
we
Oh my
could
God, that was so
about...
fun. Let's just come over and do an episode real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the hassle of, you
of
know.
Getting here. Commute.
Driving traffic.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Yeah.
5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please.
Right. Very that. Thank you.
She has 3 shots. She's like.
Right. It's giving. Won't stop. What is it? Shameless plug. Yeah.
Have you ever practiced kissing solo? So a mirror, a hand.
Yes.
I have a story with this, but do you want to go or do it?
Yes. Okay. I will say the weirdest object I've like practiced kissing on was, okay, two of them. One is my like thigh. Like if I'm like sitting like this, visual people like this.
Uh-huh.
And my hand, but not the back of my hand. The front of my hand.
Like, but would you kiss it like
did you make like a mouth with like with your thumb? Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old?
So
you're like yesterday.
Literally yesterday. No, yeah. Oh, I mean old enough. Old enough. For like old enough to like not have to have like done that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like old enough, like why what is I doing that? I probably have already kissed someone and I was like just practicing for the next time I was gonna kiss. You know?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. I was like, I'm like out of practice.
It was right after you wrote that Justin Bieber fanfic.
Yeah, and I was like, I just need.
You get a little wig. It's gonna be one less lonely girl.
I don't want to talk about it.
She's.
I don't
want to
talk about it. I don't want
to
talk about it.
She comes back to the. Oh my gosh,
girl.
For me, I did. I remember very, very young. I don't even know why. I guess practicing. You know, just or there was a really good Jesse McCartney song on the background, and I was like going for it. So the bathroom at my parents' house has like so many mirrors. Like it's like you walk into that, it's just like covered in mirrors. Mm-hmm. And I took it upon myself to kiss the mirror and be like, I guess I could have like a full view, like how I would look when I would kiss.
From every angle.
From every angle.
Course.
And I just remember being like just kissing the mirror. Like, why am I
but
kissing
also,
the mirror?
Like, practicing? Were your eyes open?
Maybe I was opening a little just to see what I looked like. I don't know. I think I was really practicing. Like it was, yeah, you know.
Mm-mm. I cannot. I can't actually.
Sierra, give it to me, please.
So I have a clear memory that I have not thought about until I saw this question. Like I truly had forgotten this happened and I just like unlocked it from the vault of my mind.
Right.
I hadn't had my first kiss yet. So I kissed a boy for the first time when I was like 12. So I must have been younger than that. And I got a Tiger Beat magazine.
Yes.
That said on the cover, like, what makes a good kisser, right? Like, you know, remember they do that, like, 10 things every guy wants you to know about kissing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I so clearly remember, like, hiding in my room, reading the list, and, like, really making sure I was taking, like, mental notes.
Right.
And then being like, well, now I have to, like, practice.
Right.
Like, with all of these great tips that I have. And I remember just, like, kissing my hand a little bit to be like, because it was, like, very, you know how those were. They were, like, very specific.
It's, yeah.
Like, you want to, like, open your mouth a little bit, but not too much.
Right.
Use chapstick, but nothing that's too flavorful. Like, those kind of things. So I had all these very specific tips that I had to practice.
Right.
So,
wish I could see, like, some of the tips. Like, you're like, what is in a Tiger Beat magazine, like, right
I do
now?
Specifically remember it talking about, like flavor, like, which flavors of lip gloss were, like, the best for kissing. And being like, okay, got it. Like, strawberry. Yes.
Right.
Boys don't like watermelon, but they like cherry.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I remember, I don't know if this was from movies or from like books or whatever, but I remember like the tips were like about how like to slightly slightly open your mouth, not too much tongue,
yeah,
but just kind of like, lick their bottom lip. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No!
That was, yeah, I remember reading that. Yeah, like,
that's how to wean yourself in, I
okay,
think.
Okay, yeah, like, ew. To like let
Can
them
you imagine
know.
If someone like did that to you?
Well, but they
at like 12.
Well, no. Well, that
this
well,
woman
crazy.
Is experienced.
No, they're like, well, because they were like to let them know that you want to like make out without like literally putting their tongue, your tongue in their mouth. like just like lick their butt while you're kissing. You're not just like like that. You know what I mean?
I'm picturing like you're just sitting around. You're like, I'd like to kiss you.
Ew. The darty tongue. Have you ever kissed a darty tongue kisser? Mm-hmm.
Don't be a darty tongue. You guys.
Don't be a darty
just
tongue
slow,
kisser.
Like Ryan said, just slowly lick the bottom one and move your way. Don't jab.
Dart.
You know what me and my friends called it? Peaches, plums, and apricots were the three different types of kisses. Like in high school, this is what we called it.
Please explain.
Peach is just like a little peck. Peach, like what your lips when you say peach. And then if you say plum.
Oh,
a little bit of tongue.
Plum.
And then
apricot. Oh,
that's you're like,
oh, big mouth open.
Big mouth.
We're making out.
Those were the
we're macking.
Yeah. So when me and my friends would be like, oh, like I kissed blah, blah, blah at the movies, it'd be like
plum,
peach, plum, or apricot.
I know. Yeah. I kind of love that. Yeah. I think we should use that moving forward.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's cute.
I cannot cute. With you saying the licking the tongue thing and me picturing like.
Ew. Yeah, no.
That's, like a lizard.
It's giving darty lizard. Tongue.
Young Sierra is reading this and she's like, lick the bottom. Yep.
Okay. She's like, okay.
She's doing the tongue thing.
Yeah.
It's like National Geographic. Like, the woman licks the man's lips to let them know that she's primed for mating.
Yes. And it's a big ass lizard. Yeah. It's a Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
Not the Komodo dragon. Come on, girl. Don't bring that in here.
Name a celebrity you've had a sex dream about.
I'm a little toasty, guys. Like, yeah, I'm a little
like you're gonna tell us.
No,
I feel like I wouldn't say it if I hadn't been drinking, and I kind of want to say it, so then I feel like I should drink.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I
whatever.
Wanna,
as long as I get to hear.
Yeah, I'll
it.
Tell you guys. I just don't necessarily want this on the internet.
Gosh, yeah, that's kind of spicy.
I just kind of spicy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no. You know what? I'm gonna take a shot. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, with Sierra. Ryan?
Really?
Yeah. Please don't allow us drinking to hold you back.
I want to drink.
You can take a shot and share your secret.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Wait, guys, I just totally forgot we were supposed to be drinking the Gatorade or Pedialyte every time we told the truth. We have not been hydrating at all.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Oh my gosh, Jess is going to kill
Where
us.
Where are they even? Oh, it's right there. Right. You're holding it.
Sorry.
Have you been drinking it? Okay, I will share, but I also want to take a shot because I feel like
that. Yeah, let's take a shot.
Okay, well, let me share first.
Okay.
There's two.
Justin Bieber?
No. It actually wasn't Justin Bieber.
Sierra.
I'm sorry. I just spilled Gatorade.
On the white couch.
Sierra.
Don't worry. I only spilled it on me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sex dream.
Well, okay. Okay.
Okay, sex dream.
It was a sex dream, but it was what I thought sex was when I was younger.
Oh, no.
So it really wasn't actually like sex, but I was like.
It was a sexy
dream. I was feeling it.
Dream.
Yeah. And that was, it was with Bow Wow. I really, really loved him. And then I found, out he was like 5'6". And I was like, wow, what are we doing? Because at that point, I was like, very that much height. Like, I was just like tall.
Right.
But anyways, the other guy, I cannot remember his name, but he was in A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff.
Chad Michael Murray.
Ryan. But I was really, really young. And I'm going to tell you why I had the dream. Because I had just... Like right before I went to bed, I had just watched A Cinderella Story.
Mm-hmm.
I had just watched it. But the way the dream was so real that I continued it as I was awake the next day. I'm so dead ass. I loved the dream so much that I just continued it in my head. I just, sick. Anyways, what's his name?
Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray, if you're watching this.
Shout out.
That's the movie where Hilary Duff goes up to him. It's like, waiting for you is like waiting for a drought. Or right.
For rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing.
Yes, that one. And that's also when she had the pink Converse. And that's when I got my pink Converse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I almost pitched to you guys for our Halloween costumes?
What?
I almost pitched when the three popular girls dress as the angels in like the pink corsets at the dance.
Yeah, I know.
I took a screenshot of those outfits because I was almost going to pitch that. But then I thought it would be uncomfortable sitting in for the podcast.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Well, like we could do a photo shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of should.
I think we should.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Especially now finding about this new love Jessica.
Jess, please write that down. We need to, yeah. Yeah. Did you take your shot already?
I did, yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did, sorry.
I literally said wait.
I had already taken mine.
Oh.
And I'm a bad listener.
Well, pet peeve.
Pet peeve.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've done drunk?
You know what? I'm going to go this podcast.
Oh my God, T.
No, you That's know what? I'm going to go ahead and drink for this
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
That must be really embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing. So I'll just keep that to myself.
Okay, fair. Wait, okay. I know. Here's the thing, and I might expose myself just right now. But I have done many, many embarrassing things whilst drunk that I probably don't even remember.
Yeah. Shall I retrieve the archives?
She knows.
Most embarrassing thing drunk.
I think I have to take a shot. All right, let's can't. All drink. I just can't.
Sierra, you're so smart mixing the Gatorade with. Oh,
no.
I thought you did with. I was like, oh
I just
my God,
realized I need to drink some Gatorade.
Right. Actually, smart. Are you drinking too, P?
Yeah.
Well, cheers. Sierra took hers up.
I took mine.
You're good. She's quick with it.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just excited for the excuse and opportunity to drink with my friends and take shots. It's been so long.
That's kind of sweet.
It is. Mm. And I feel like being a parent brings like another level of, I guess, excitement for like a GNO, like a girl. Well, not, it's not even a girl's night out. We're in my house.
Girl's night in.
But having child care lined up and being like, I am not responsible for like taking care of Grace tonight.
Right.
Like we have child care lined up. We're filming until like 7 and then she's going to bed and then we're like going in the pool and we're going to watch High School Musical 3. So I'm like, oh my God.
I was
going
to say, like, there's like a little bit of,
I don't have to be like mom.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow morning.
Right.
So like,
yeah.
Let's go.
Well, yeah. Let's live it up, babies. What do we got, Jess?
Yeah. That also makes, I think, like these moments so much more like special and fun because you don't necessarily get to do this all the time.
Yeah.
Like for me, dude, we get to do this all the time. You know, we don't have, you know, babies or animals to take care of. You know, we just kind of like, you want to do this? It's a Tuesday night, but like, who cares? Because we don't got
Taco
anybody.
Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Yeah. Right. So I can imagine like how fun this is, but also we don't get to do this with you all the time.
Yes.
So yeah. That's what makes this extra fun. Like we get to be like with Sierra and like have this like fun time. So
yeah.
I know. This is too fun, you guys.
I know. I'm having a great time.
Like keep them coming. More questions.
I know.
Speaking of the, we don't have any pets. Do you guys have any of dog updates?
Oh yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So we said we would wait till the launch and then I got really, really busy with traveling. Like I have to go to like Singapore, Australia, Hawaii and all this stuff. So, and Ryan was like,
what, you're going to, I mean, you could leave the dog with me and
well,
that's
she's gonna
fine.
Be a, right.
But like, what, we're going to get a dog just so you can be
just
gone?
Just so we can leave.
Yeah.
And we were talking about because our lease is going to be up next year, like beginning. So then I'm like, what if we waited till we had a yard? Like, because right now we really don't. Like, that's why I'm looking to have like a really like small kind of pup.
Yeah.
And LA size dog.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just we love dogs so much that we love them so much that we want them
that
to have as much love and space to run around. So we're like, we don't want to rush it.
Yeah. That's so responsible.
Thank you.
We don't care about ourselves, but the dog is where we draw the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's about to be the holidays.
Yeah. That came too.
Wait till like January, February, things settle down.
Exactly.
That's what we're thinking.
Or a puppy for Christmas.
Oh my God, Ryan, what if we did? She's like, oh my God, is my present barking? You know how like you always, every Christmas
when you were
a
kid and you were like, please be a dog, please be a dog,
like,
please be a dog.
Or if you're me, please be a Komodo dragon, please be a Komodo dragon.
Right. Do they make noise? Do they like have like a sound?
Yeah, they, I mean, lizards don't like bark.
It's like a hiss.
Right.
It's like,
do they like growl? Or like what's the...
I never had a Komodo dragon. I had a bearded dragon and it didn't make any noise at all. But I don't know. I could see Komodo dragons maybe like...
Right. That they look like they make that sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Something. They're just so
large.
They have to make some sort of sound.
It's giving like dinosaur.
Yeah.
They apparently hiss fiercely at each other when they square off against each other.
Okay.
I can see that.
All right. This is a National Geographic Animal Planet.
Yep.
Who is an influencer who you think is severely overrated?
Oh, damn.
Truth in our drinking, gals.
Sierra, who do we think?
Man. Okay, you guys go first. I got to decide.
Well, I need to decide if I want to share this or not.
Okay, well, mine's just like, I feel like a lame one, whatever. Addison Rae, I think she's overrated. And the only reason why I have beef with her is because she...
Damn, let us have it. Let's go.
Tell us.
The reason why I have beef with her is because she got... I mean, she got handed that Netflix show, She's All That, and it's just... here's the thing. She's a TikToker. Yes, that's so great. Influencer. I love that. But I just think that she has been given like so much for something that she's not giving. Like you kind of don't give and you get handed too many projects for me, for my liking.
Damn.
And that Netflix movie was bad and you could have cast a real actress. I'm serious. Oh. I'm sorry. She's an she's not even an influencer. She's a TikToker. Well, she could be an influencer now. She used to be a TikToker.
I mean, TikTokers are, I guess, are influencers. I don't really know.
Babe, you were the girl that taught us the dances that you rigged off somebody else and then you got a Netflix thing.
Oh my God. That's the tea.
That's the tea.
I'm sorry. Damn. And I'm drinking because I need a drink.
That was a good one.
That was really good.
No, that was good. Okay, actually, I'm going to go.
Okay.
And it's the cork for me. It's on the same vein. Cameron Dallas.
Oh.
The way they put him on the Broadway stage in Mean Girls.
Why would you?
How disrespectful actually to the literal actors and people who work their asses off for the opportunity and you can't even sing.
Thank you.
I feel awful, but have you seen the videos? Because they're so freaking funny.
Of course we've seen the videos.
They're so funny.
They're so funny and bad. And again, I just keep going back to the people who literally go to open calls at 5 a.m. Yep. and just who are just, that is their dream. And you cast somebody who literally doesn't care, who couldn't care less, and who can't even hold a tune. And you're also putting them on stage with people who worked their entire lives for this just for them to have a bad show.
It's not only insulting to the people who weren't cast, but it's insulting to the people who are on stage with them.
It's also insulting to the people who paid money to see a Broadway show.
But here's the thing. I don't blame him.
Oh, no, no, no.
I would do the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. No. I'm not blaming him at all.
If I couldn't sing at all and they were like, you want to be on Broadway? Heck yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
It's the producers.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. And I remember like people in the cast were like not happy. Like they didn't say they were unhappy, but there was like.
Right. Because you could tell they couldn't really say.
And they were kind of like looking like you could see that there was
on stage
because they were embarrassed because, if you are at a caliber of that stage and you have someone who's just like. What feels undeserving of the, of this role.
Yeah.
And that's why my heart goes with the same girl, same tune, because there's so many actors out there that work their
literally
whole
working
lives
their whole lives
and bust their tush off and wait in those calls for hours and hours just to be seen, just for them to already have a pre-cast person just for more ticket sales. No, thank you. Next.
Yeah. Also, what I'm curious about the like influencer like pipeline to like vocal artists.
Yeah.
What is that? Because like, fine, if you like to sing and do the whole thing, but like, what makes you like, at what point are you like, I'm a recording artist now? I feel like it's so, like, that's so common, but I want to know why.
I think probably just because they can sell anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And music is something that if it already has the infrastructure to sell, and all you need to do is plug and play, songs already written, the marketing strategy has already been created, all we need is like a face for it.
It's like Disney. Mm. Like every actor became a singer. Like Ally and AJ, Celine. Like yes, some of them were singers, but some of them.
I was like, how dare you talk about Ally and AJ?
Ladies, that's why I said some. I'm not talking about you, Heartbreak Song.
Right.
Incredible. I'm talking more other people. like who were the ones on those episodes that were like, send it on.
Oh my God. Circle of Stars.
Yeah. Yes. Like that. Like who out of that group you're like, all right, maybe we should. Like Demi Lovato was singing vocals.
She
was
singing. She had the vocals. Honestly, so did Miley.
It was Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, and Nick Jonas were like vocalizing.
Carrying.
Yes. Yeah.
Like carrying.
Yeah.
Backs broken.
Yeah.
Wait, remember Disney Mania?
Yeah.
Specifically, I think it was Disney Mania like 4 or 5. The one where Hilary Duff sings now I can't even think. Damn, I've lost it.
Was it from an album Disney, or like a
no, yeah, Disney not Disney you Mania.
Said Hilary
the
Duff.
Album.
Hilary Duff.
It was Hilary Duff. Raven was on there. Eddie and Chelsea were on there. Like it was like everybody was on it. Do you remember that? I had the CD.
I don't remember what song
and
that
Usher
is.
Was on there. Girl.
The way they used to love doing that on Disney, like getting all the actors on one. Like there would be an episode, like everyone was on Two Life of Zack and Cody.
And they had music videos for all the songs.
Yep.
Yes.
Disney Channel is not the same.
It is not.
And I know that's like very like old of us to be like, hey, back in my day,
Disney Channel was talented.
Right. But like it was.
Yeah.
And I will die on that hill. So that's that.
No, I feel like as a kid, you're like, oh my God, like old people, adults, they're just so out of touch. Like what do they think? Like their era was so much better. And now I'm like, do you even know what it was like to watch Disney Channel in 2008?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think what they're missing is like the importance and the excitement of it because they can watch anything at any time, wherever, whenever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was not available to us. We had to be at home at 8/7 Central. To watch the new movies.
I didn't even know what that meant.
Me either, but I knew. I said 8/7 Central,
Mom,
you guys.
Mom, we gotta be home at 8/7 Central.
Your mom's probably like, God, what are you
talking
and
about?
And I'm like, is it 8 or 7?
Also, why would they say the Central time? Why didn't they say like Eastern
or Pacific? Yeah. Wait, is it Pacific?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like Pacific Standard Time.
Yo. Okay.
All right.
we're done.
Should we pour up one last one?
Yeah. Wait, are there no more questions?
Is that it?
Are we all done?
Wait.
That's
oh
it.
Oh, my God. That's it.
Oh, I'm like, let's keep going.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we will be continuing the vlog.
On the vlogs. Vlog. Yes.
Please check all of our channels. They're linked, as always.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Oh, no. I'm definitely lit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the cork.
I gotta pee.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. One, ready, two, three.
Yeah.
Oh okay. No! I spilled on my knee again.
Sierra,
just do what Ryan does. Just put your mouth to it.
Should I Zamboni it?
Just put your mouth to it. Zamboni.
You've never heard of the Zamboni?
Wait, yeah. What is that from though?
It's just when you spill on the table and then you have to slurp it up.
Oh.
And everyone goes Zamboni.
Zambonis are things Zamboni. That claim the ice.
Wait, don't they say that in Sandlot?
Yeah. Zamboni is when the thing that comes on the ice.
But they say that in the Sandlot?
I feel like. I don't know. Anyways, I don't know what I'm saying.
Cheers,
anyways,
ladies.
Cheers. Cheers. Jess is cheersing with us. Cheers.
Give us 5 stars, please.
On Apple Podcast.
Spotify. Subscribe. Do all of those things. Subscribe, like, comment, follow us on Instagram and TikTok and probably everything else. 20 whatever pod.
Look what I was trying to put the lid on.
Oh, no. Please. Also, if you're listening to this on podcast, go watch the YouTube video. No, I am sure.
Sarah just tried to put the liquor bottle on the Gatorade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it not working?
It no work.
It no work.
It no work.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.